This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and it's time for sports. This just in, Craig Counsell didn't set a record last night. Good news for the Milwaukee Brewers infielder. He got his first hit since June 10th. You can bet there's more to come out on Alex Rodriguez and his love of poker. Should there be? NPR's Mike Pesca joins us from New York. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
So Craig Counsell had gone 0 for 45 in this hitless streak. Hadn't gotten a hit since June 10. what can you say?
Well, this was either the longest that a position player had gone hitless streak. It either tied the record or was one short, because the record maybe goes back to 1909, the worst hitter in the history of baseball, Bill Bergen, who was an excellent catcher. Mm-hmm. And so since it's so long ago, there's some debate about the streak. It seemed pretty apparent that he was going to make the history of ignominy, or at least tie it last night. But in his 46th at-bat, or 51st plate appearance, if you want to be technical, he lined one into right, and while the Giants win the pennant is a more impressive call, Craig Counsell doesn't embarrass himself was pretty satisfying, because Counsell, he's 40 years old. He has a place in baseball history already, because he was on base during two World Series winning plays. He's a winner. He was a contributor to a lot of good teams. Never a great player. Never hit more than 10 or more home runs. But because he's 40, his skills have slowed down a little, and you don't want him to be remembered as a failure, since his career has been to help so many teams over the years.
You know, The Onion did a very famous satire about him and looked it up, 2009, in which The Onion said, if you take out all the steroids, Craig Counsell is the best player in baseball.
Yes, no one has suspected him of performance-enhancing anything. And the other great thing about Craig Counsell is he had, for years, the weirdest batting stance in baseball. He would face the opposite way of the pitcher and stick his bat as high in the air as if tempting the gods to strike him by lightning, and then uncoil himself like a yogi on a bathroom break before he struck the ball. So he's an interesting player overall. I'm glad he's not the 0 for 46 Craig Counsell.
A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez played poker with some other rich guys in Beverly Hills, and apparently they played for high stakes. I mean, they're rich. That's why they play.
That's right.
So what's the fuss?
Well, Rodriguez was called before the commissioner in 2005, and the commissioner warned him not to play in illegal underground poker clubs in New York City. Fair enough. So he went to private homes. The problem is, a supermarket tabloid reported in one of these games there was possible drug use and there was possible fighting. But the thing is, it jumped from the tabloids to a little crawl on ESPN that said Rodriguez possibly involved in illegal poker. And so at this point, the commissioner's office has to look into it. But no one on the record has said that Rodriguez was at this poker game. The only on-the-record source said this game took place during the World Series, and he wasn't even there. I think the big point is that for a middle-class guy who makes $75,000 a year, if he loses $150 in Atlantic City, it's not a big deal. That's the equivalent of A-Rod losing $50,000. So you're just talking about orders of magnitude.
Briefly, Freddie Roach, Manny Pacquiao's trainer, often called the best trainer in the world, is volunteering to the U.S. Olympic boxing team. What are his prospects for bringing the glory back?
Well, in Beijing, the Olympic team only won a bronze medal, and we've had so many great fighters over the years, like Cassius Clay, who became Muhammad Ali, and Joe Frazier, and Sugar Ray Leonard, and Oscar De La Hoya. At least Roach, who is as respected at his craft as any coach, is interested in the team and wants to help the team, and he's even said, perhaps Manny Pacquiao will spar with the team. So that can't hurt, although Manny Pacquiao is an elected official in the Philippines. I don't know how it'll play there.
But to say Senator Pacquiao to you.
That's right.
And NPR's Mike Pesca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.